Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tape of Mr. Paul Kwan's interview from original 90 minutes tape to 60 minutes tapes.
No, unless somebody really mean to you or force you to do something or take everything what you got, then you have to ask for help.
And what would the family association do?
Well, you'd probably send a person over there and ask him why. Or go, unless the other person got the association too. They just ask the association, ask you a member, why are you doing that?
Do you think that the associations had any power in Chinatown?
Well, when you talk about that, just like it before. I mean talk about before the war.
Right.
They might fight.
The family associations.
Yeah, but after the Japanese war, there's no more such thing, no more fight. They just talk peaceful settlement.
Mm-hmm. I understand that the family associations also offered free meals and free boarding for people who just came over from China.
Yeah.
Did you ever take advantage of any of the free meals?
No, only once in a while, night time, on the Chinese New Year. See, they got free meal for so many days.
Did they serve good meals?
They're pretty good. See, all those, some of those rich guys, they donate the food.
What rich guys?
Some of those rich.
Were they Chinese people who donated?
They got some rich, got some importing, exporting, got those guys, businessmen. So now in Chinatown, a lot of rich men, a lot of Chinese rich men over there.
How did some of them get rich?
The business, some of them inherited. Just like those cafes, they make a lot of good money.
Did you belong to any other clubs in Chinatown?
No club.
Any clubs for men or CACAs or? What kinds of activities did these family associations sponsor?
Because I've never been official in societies.
Did your father belong to family associations too?
Yeah, we had to belong to them because we had Kwan. See, same as Wong.
What if you didn't belong? What if somebody didn't belong to an association?
It didn't belong, same thing. It didn't belong.
Yeah.
See, and you don't have to spend those foolish money.
So why did everybody pay the
some
money
every someone
year?
For fun, see, all that. Yeah.
Are you a member now?
Yeah. Still as long as I live.
Which were some of the most important families in Los Angeles, you know, amongst the Chinese?
I think they're all important. Everyone
important.
They came, important. Yeah.
I mean,
see, they got the Chinese Chamber of Commerce or Zhonghua Weiguan. Why they take care of those. Sometimes they got small trouble, they take care of it and stop them.
Do you think that the the Consolidated Benevolent Association and between the Benevolent Association and the Family Associations that problems within Chinatown were solved?
Yeah, they settled peacefully.
Did you ever go to Zhonghua Guan?
Weiguan
with any kind of problem?
No.
Or? Did you ever know of anybody who went to them for?
Yeah, but you know those guys, they're kind of busy. I know a lot of them, but it's kind of hard to.
What kinds of jobs were most Chinese people engaged in before the war?
Same as now. Everybody, some of them, they do anything. Good waitress, cook, farmer, and market, grocery market, and laundry, restaurant, all those, just like American. They you know, they got so much Chinese here, ain't a lot of business got some Chinese in. Now, for instance, you know that movie guy, camera guy Wong? He got a job for camera before, but he's dying now, see?
Who was this?
How many? How Wong, they call it?
James How Wong.
Yeah, see? Anything, they got some Chinese work in there.
Do you think that Chinese have been hindered by the kinds of work that they could get because of language before the war?
No. I think over here, 95% talk Cantonese. Just few from the north, only some students from the north. Those, I bet about 95%.
How did you learn your English when you came from Canton?
I go to school.
What kind of school?
First I go to mission school. You know, got church teaching there. Then I stayed in one of the Christian ladies. I stayed there, go to school.
Christian lady?
Yeah.
Was that a school too?
He's going to the church. See, they come down and help the Chinese down there. They got those churches. Yeah. First learn from there, then go to school.
So how many years did you learn English in school?
In that school, I've been in that church school year and a half. Soon I go in, I'd be at fourth grade. Then I don't even finish it. Fifth grade. don't go to school no more.
What would you consider to have been an average income before the war?
I don't know. Very less.
Was it?
I don't make no money at all.
Was it something like 200 a month?
No.
Or?
You gotta be good before you get 200 a month. You know, before, you're gonna eat 35 cents T-bone steak and coffee and pie and salad. Just 35 cents. Now, maybe $3, $6, maybe like that. See? It's kind of hard to talk so far away.
So do you think that if you made $100 a month before the war, was that a good average?
I don't know.
How about prices for medical expenses before the war?
Before the war. Even before the war,
yeah.
they're less. But now, the medicine I took almost every month go up.
What did Chinese people do with the money that they earned before the war? Do you think most of them gambled it or sent it back to China?
Yeah, only they put it in the bank to save it? I don't know.
Do you know of any Chinese people who were involved in politics?
Politics?
Yeah, for example, any who supported the revolution of 1911 or...
Supporting China revolution.
Mm.
If I know those over there, you can't come over here. Do you say? It's a kind of question.
Mm. Did many Chinese people feel that they had obligations in China? You know, family support and write letters and keep in contact and.
I don't know. You know, they're different people, different idea, and they do a different way, see.
Where did many of the Chinese men meet their wives? Do you think most of them went back to China to get married, or?
Before, the old generation. The younger generation, the most marry in this country.
Yeah, but before the war, did most of them go back to get married?
Before the war. Soon the war stopped, everybody wanted to get away from that.
Before the war, did you know of anybody who married like an American-born Chinese?
American-born Chinese? Yeah, there are a lot of American-born or Chinese-born Chinese that marry over here after the war.
Before the war, how about?
Before the war? No, before the war, not very many. And not very many Chinese family in here either before the war. See, but soon the war stopped, be different story.
Did you know of any cases of interracial marriage before the war?
You mean to marry different?
Like, you have Chinese with Caucasian Chinese before the war.
Let's see. Talk about I don't know, they live in common life or married. You know F-Su-1, that big important stuff? It used to be in L.A. Street.
What's that,
F-Su-1. Fong Ah Clay. That's his name.
He married
a white woman. They got quite a few children.
That was before the war?
That was long time before the war started.
F.C. Ong?
See, now they got trouble, they separate. He married another Chinese. Those children, you see, the one in New Chinatown, they stole it, it's a Chinese. That's his Chinese wife.
Hmm.
Yeah. A lot of them.
But were there many marriages, interracial marriages, before the war?
In American?
Yeah, you know, Chinese with American, with Caucasian, or Chinese with blacks, or...
Before the war? Yeah, there's few.
A few. How did the Chinese people feel about that before the war? About a mixed marriage?
They don't care. That's what Mary don't care about. Why should anybody care?
Do you think if a mixed couple walked down the street
that's
together...
That's all right. Someone that makes it one more smart than people. That's what some people say. The children be more smart.
Is that what some Chinese people said?
But they some lot of people say, one of these days, maybe million years from now, all one race. Beat it up, see, just like an egg. See, they beat it up, all one race. Yeah.
Do you think that American-born Chinese were just as eager to have sons, you know, as the Chinese-born Chinese?
No, same thing. They are human. Don't make any difference.
Well, the Chinese...
The only thing, the American guys, they just don't want the children so soon. They are human. They're the same thing.
Well, many of the Chinese preferred sons or wanted to have sons.
I think some American folks, too, they'd rather have a son than a daughter. Because a daughter, you raise a daughter, you have to spend more money. The son, less.
At the time that you were young, did you think that many Chinese parents thought that it was necessary for children to go to Chinese school? I know you didn't have to go because you came from China, but did many parents
Most of those parents, they want their son to go to Chinese school. But some of them, they don't. Well, what can the parents do?
And do you think these parents wanted their children to speak Chinese at home too? And
well, you know your mama when you speak it at home, same thing. Same with those ma, unless they can't force them.
How many people do you think actually came over here and worked and then went back to China?
I haven't got the slightest idea.
Do you think many of them eventually
Some of them went home to see their family, they come back, whoop, unlucky, die. You know, it's hard to tell. Now Su Yip, about more than 75%, they get their family over here.
As far as marriage goes, do you think that the Chinese, in many cases, Sam Yup married Sam Yup and Se Yup married Se Yup?
Yeah, some, but don't make much difference.
Or how about generations? Do you think, in many cases, second generation
only,
married second
before
generation?
Before, the only way, the Wong never married Wong, Kwan never married Kwan. Now they marry anybody. Wong married Wong, Kwan married Kwan. They got a lot of Wong married Wong in this city. They got a lot of Kwan married Kwan.
But before the war, that wasn't
That was right after the war. Before they keep putting it straight. They don't marry the same last name.
What would happen if they did? Would the associations be against
it? I don't know. They if they like it, they can't do anything to them. The same as in China. I think Fujian provinces. Right, maybe 200 miles square. All land family live there. So they have to be land marry land after 10 generation. Same as Sichuan. Maybe it's 1,000 miles square. Only little got more people live there. You can't find any other last name. So little have to marry little after 10 generations. That's they keep it up like that. If the generation too close, the people get more stupid, more dumb. That's what they say.
That's what the Chinese?
Huh?
That's what who says?
They say, that's most all those Chinese say. The old folks say.
What was that again?
The old people.
Yeah. What do they say if they...
If marry too close, for instance, a cousin marry a cousin, the children are going to be stupid, dumb.
Did you believe that?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
Do you think many people believe that?
I don't know. But now I know two states, they marry after 10 generations.
Is that the, do you think that was the main reason why people of the same surname didn't marry? Because of what you mentioned, is how they felt that cousin marry cousin, the children would be...
That the Americans, a lot of cousin marry cousin. Yeah, that's what they in those. I think even now the same thing. After so many generations, only a few years in this city, a lot of marry the same. Last name. Lots of very same last name.
What were your living conditions like in Chinatown before the war?
In Chinatown?
Yeah. You know, how many rooms did you have and how many people?
Just a room, that's all. You'd be lucky, just got a room to live in. Called condition is it's very poor. See.
Was it sharing an apartment or something or?
No, everybody chip in, pay so much. See.
How much was that? Like for a
room? Maybe $4. Well, that time is the money pretty scarce.
Before the war.
Yeah.
How many people lived in the same house or same apartment?
Or maybe two, three, maybe two. Anyway, they get a partner. And some of them you can't get along.
And was there a kitchen in the house too, or was that just a room to go to,
just a
to
room.
Sleep?
Yeah, just a room. It's an old man.
Well, how about when your son came from China too? Then did you move, or did you?
Well,
or did he live with you?
We got the place you own, so he lived there. Now you have to find another place for him to live.
What do you see, or what's different about the way the Chinese people are now and the way they were before the war? Do you think they're as hardworking now as they were before the war?
Well, I think they're all the same. See, now they got more people who look for business. Before going to look for the job. Now lately, those newcomer from Asia all look for business. I don't know where they get all those money from. Yeah.
How about as far as women are concerned, what kinds of changes do you see in Chinese women, you know, before the war and compared with now?
Not much change. Same thing. Yeah, same. Not much change.
Did many women work before the war? Did they go out to get jobs?
Before the war, not women. Well, women, the family there. But now every woman is going to work for work. Sewing factory. You see so many sewing factory in Chinatown. They're all going to work. Before, could not hardly find a family. Yeah. You got to make some money before you can get the family. Otherwise, how are you going to support them?
Did you ever travel at all?
Traveling?
Yes.
No.
You came from China to Los Angeles and
I came from China to San Francisco, then from San Francisco over here.
How long did you spend in San Francisco?
I think about a week, I think.
Why did you prefer to come to Los Angeles instead of San Francisco?
Because all my parents here, my father here, all the relatives here, see? We got a lot of Huan here, about maybe about 400 or 500 kwan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, those old Chinese, 9 out of 10 is come from San Francisco seaport, because at that time they don't have the seaport in LA. Even they got the seaport, they don't have an immigration office. So everybody come from Angel Island, go through the immigration office. See.
Did you have to go to Angel Island?
Yeah,
you
I stayed there 1 month.
What was it like there?
Was it like it? Don't like it, have to be like it.
What was it like?
What it looks like?
Yeah, what?
Sends a one big empty room, all locked. Three layer. Spring fit locker. See?
How many people did they have in the room?
That whole room, there's maybe 200-300. Big place. You not have a nice room, a nice bedroom over there.
So what did you do there?
Nothing.
Or what did you do to pass the time? Did you just talk with other people there?
They play game or something like that.
Play mahjong?
Play mahjong, that's true.
And what other kinds of games?
Any kind of game. Some of them gambling, some of them.
Did you think you were treated? How were you treated? How did the officials treat you when you were...
Well, you can't...